Hello. You are listening to the KGFC Festival Talk podcast. I am your host, Craig Horsley, and we are coming to you from the Kew Gardens Festival of Cinema. We're running from August 3rd to August 12th at the UA Midway in Forest Hills. That's Continental Avenue and Queens Boulevard. And we're also showing some films at the Queens Museum, and that's located in Flushing Meadows in Corona Park. Today, we're speaking with the filmmakers of a show called Erosion, and they are the director and the co-writer is Katrina Rubenis-Stevens, and the other co-writer, and she's actually in the film, Tammy McNeil. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So I guess now that I'm actually pronouncing the name of the film, I'd like to ask you, you have it more ER.O. Tell me about why you did that.
Yeah, actually the title for the film was something that took us quite a while to come up with. We actually had a big email thread of like all the different things that we could call the film, and the one thing that we kept coming back to was the idea of eroding and dissolving and disappearing, and the word erosion just kind of stuck with us. Because it's not, well, when you see the film, it's up to your own interpretation, but we wanted it to be a very, this is a definition of what was happening. So that's why we came up with the dictionary. Okay. The way it's written, erosion, broken up with the periods, all lowercase, and then noun. Just to keep it a little unique, seeing as it's a short film, you know, you got to try and stand out a little.
We were trying to look cool.
Yeah, that's all it is.
So it is pronounced erosion as opposed to oath.
Yeah. E period, R O period, S I O N. Yes, yeah. Erosion.
Erosion noun.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And I don't like to describe the film because I don't want to give anything away. So I let the filmmakers give a brief synopsis to our listeners to see what the film is about.
Sure. This film is a magic realism look at heartbreak. So it follows a woman and a guy and their relationship, and sort of delves into a unique way of how we all experience a breakup and the what we think is happening to us, what we think our brain is doing, our body is doing, and just kind of if you could, you know, see your heartbreaking, and I think I'll leave it at that.
I did really appreciate the imagery of sand and the erosion of the person. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if it was the person or their feelings or their life that was eroding, and it was very, very well done.
Thank you.
But now Tammy, you were, how was it to co-write with somebody?
It was fantastic. I sometimes find it difficult to finish things. As a writer, I'm always, I can sit for a week and rewrite the same sentence if I need to, or if I think I need to. And I think what's really good about our partnership is that Kat is someone who's really good at getting things done. She'll set deadlines, she'll spend the time to write, but she will also make sure that it gets out there. And I think between us, having, you know, a person who enjoys writing and who, you know, wants it to be perfect, but maybe spends a little bit too much time worrying right. about that, and someone who's really got that get up and go, I think that was a really great combination for us. And I think if anyone's out there, you know, wanting to write their first short or write a play and wants to do it with a partner, I think finding someone who complements
right.
mm-hmm.
That part of you is really helpful.
So talking about deadlines, how long did it take to between the time you came up with the first idea of the script, when you started filming, and mm-hmm. then how many days of filming did you...
So we were on very strict deadlines with this film because it actually started as my thesis at college. I got approved to do an independent study, which doesn't happen at the college that I'm at, but as a mature student, they were like, she can handle it. So I got approved mid-January. Semester starts like third week in January, I had until April to write, shoot, and present something. So with that 2.5 month deadline, I was like, okay, we can do this. I'll just suddenly come up with a short film. So I pulled together a team of people outside of college, because I was doing this independently, obviously, and I was like, can we do this? Everybody said yes. So I think we took about maybe 2 months to write it, going back and forth. Tammy was wonderful with the writing side of it. I only see images in my head. Right. Tammy
Which
hears them.
Actually really helpful for film.
Yeah, really. I'd be like, this is what I see. And she would make the people talk and put it all together.
So you did the scene thought and you did the dialogue.
Actually, we both did.
We both did, but yeah.
I think we just bring different strengths. That
yes.
being said, one of the scenes Kat wrote is one of my favorite scenes in the film.
Aww.
And I'm going to go back. You said you suddenly had this idea.
Yes. The idea's been with me for about 8 or 9 years when I had my own personal experience of a breakup. And I just had this vision in my head and it just stayed there. And so I was like, this is the perfect time to make this idea. So 2 months of writing, and then during that time, my producer, who's LA based, I would have weekly phone meetings with her just to have this to-do list. And she said to me, you need an additional $10,000. And as a student working full time,
It's difficult.
Trying to maintain a 4.0, you know.
There were plenty of challenges, actually.
Plenty.
As we were writing this, I was working full-time and I was a month away from getting married. So
yeah.
I had all of that going on. Right. When we first went to post-production, Kat was pregnant.
Yeah.
As she's doing the film festival circuit, she is carrying her baby with her.
I know.
So you did this as a thesis.
Yes, my thesis was just directing. So I, took it upon myself to, if I'm going to do a project, I want to do it full out.
Right.
So I think by this time it's now March, and we have a 30-day seed and spark campaign running to raise $10,000.
Okay.
And then I put in my own investment as well. And then I think maybe mid-April, so it was cutting it so fine, mid-April we locked in all of our locations, or at least we thought we did. And we had 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like most filmmakers.
Yes.
Doing indie shorts, and we took 3 days to film. 3 days, we could have used 6 days, obviously, and another $10,000. But during those 3 days, on our final day, we were in this one location for the whole day. We've spent 2 hours lighting it, setting up camera, and then we get kicked out. I have a 25-person crew. It's the day with the most actors.
But it was okay. Jesse Tendler saved the day.
Yeah, our producer, within an hour.
Found another place.
In Midtown Manhattan on a Sunday. How that happens, I don't know.
Is that a restaurant scene?
No, an office. So.
Okay, the office.
That's what made it even more challenging was finding
an
office on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Last minute. Yeah. But it actually was for the best.
So now you've finished the thesis, and now you've submitted it.
So, yeah. So
did you then make any changes after the thesis, or
was
the thesis the final cut?
No, actually what I presented was sort of a teaser, and because I knew that this was going to be quite a lengthy editing process, just purely based on the fact that we could have done with more time, with the script, and it took from, I think we started editing in maybe June of last year, and it wasn't locked, sound, color, picture, everything until I think February this year.
So you passed the class.
Yeah.
And then you still had homework to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At that point, it was, I also took my time editing, because I also couldn't pay for everything at once. And I knew that sound was going to be one of our biggest hurdles, purely because I hadn't realized how much of a soundscape we needed to create to get it into that magic realism world.
Because it's a lot of imagery, so music is important.
Music was, yeah.
not just the visual, yeah. but the music is important also.
The music and actually there are a few things for me that are making the film what it is. And I think one of those things is the level of professionalism. Like, it is a thesis film, or at least it started out that way.
Mm-hmm.
But Kat has been working in the industry for some time now, and she brought on a professional crew. She hired a professional editor. She really got the detail.
Mm-hmm.
In those areas. And then on top of that, she has an artist who created a song for the film who is phenomenal.
Yeah, she created the rolling credits music. Perfect. Which, you know, for most singer-songwriters, that's like the one they want to create.
Right.
And I just simply gave her the synopsis idea. I gave her the script and she was like, done. And within 3 days, she had a song and I was like... Oh my god.
We should probably say her name.
Her name's Giselle Bellas, and she is a Jersey City songwriter, musician, up and coming megastar.
Excellent, yes. Excellent. Thank you for mentioning her. So the budget. I mean, so did you find that because initially it was a thesis, people were willing to do things more for free or cheaper?
Kind of. I mean, I didn't want to promote it as like, hey, I'm doing a college project. Everybody knew this was the only thing that really made it the college project was I got some stuff for free from college, like a dolly. And I had a mentor throughout the project, directing teacher. And that was about it, really. After that, everything, I didn't want people to work for free unless they specifically said, hey, I would love to come on the project. And that would be a sort of instead of me donating to your project, let me just work for free. Like our amazing production designer and props designer, when the campaign was launched, she was like, I'm not going to donate. Let me just give you my work for free. And she did all our props and set design and was incredible.
I mean, I think for me, I don't think of this film as a student film. It's not defined as a thesis film for me. It's defined by the level of professionalism that you brought to it. And I think that's one of Kat's skills, is she's so good at bringing together these people.
She's so sweet.
I love you. With this high level of professionalism.
Well, it doesn't look like a student film.
It's very, very well done.
And so the locations, how did you find them?
Okay, the locations, we shot 2/3 of the film in Jersey City, which is where I live. And those were, hey, I'm a Jersey City filmmaker. Would you care to loan me your location? So the restaurant bar that we have, we, as an exchange, we got our lunch from there for the whole crew. Okay. So, and I know the owner, which was great. And then we used a local art school. So again, it was just, when are you not working? Can we come in for six hours?
1 a.m. until 3 a.m. and do some art.
Exactly. And then like I said, our final location was an office, which again we had and lost, but then had again and got for free as well.
We got very lucky with
that
one.
We got so lucky. Yeah.
And you have a big cast. Where did you find everybody? Did you do a casting call or?
No. Actually, they're all people that we adore and want to work with. And so we reached out to people. And actually, one of our main supporting actors quit like 3 days before the project. Ugh. And you know.
Yeah.
And luckily, we got a replacement that was, again, like the location, better than we could have imagined and just made it what it is. I can't imagine it now without him.
No.
So now the two of you are very successful collaborators. Do you have something else coming up that you're working on now? Or I know one of you just got married. One of you, I've just met
just
your child.
Just had a baby.
Babysitting.
Yes.
So as the two of you are watching the baby, are you coming up with new ideas?
That is a good idea. Yeah. Thank you. We'll have to get on that.
Yes, we will. I think we both know that we want to do another project together. So because this one has taken just so long to finally hit the festival circuit, this is only our I think we're going into our third month of festivals now. It's like, okay, all right, what can we do next? We know we work together well, so
yeah.
Now it's just, let's bash some ideas around.
And now that you've done something about the erosion of a heartbreak, you've got a brand new marriage with a lot of love. You've got a brand new baby with a lot of love. Let's do the
opposite.
The evolution.
Yes.
Instead of the erosion now.
Who wants to watch that?
Misery loves company, right?
Yeah, so. But the world likes to see you smile.
So, yeah.
But the film is really very, very, I really love the imagery of it. And it almost, when it first starts, it almost looks scientific, science fiction-like.
Yes.
But then all of a sudden it has a lot of heart, a lot of feel. So it's just wonderful.
Thank you. That was what we were going for, was the magic realism as opposed to the in-your-face sci-fi.
And you can get all that emotion in just 14 minutes, which is a really nice... So this is a short. Let's hope that we see you do some more shorts and a few full lengths in the future.
Thank you. I'd like to say we are nominated for Best Screenplay, so you never know.
And the thing is that you'll be seen at the Midway at 1 o'clock on...
Yep, 1 p.m.
On Friday. And so Tammy has already told me that she's been seen on the big screen already. But I think that it's just fantastic that some of our filmmakers are seeing themselves for the first time on a really big screen.
It's very exciting.
And the Midway is a beautiful theater. Are you going to be able to make the...
I wish I could be. I'm going to be visiting my 90-year-old grandma in England.
Okay.
So you have to let me off.
Yeah, so the accents, are you both from England?
Yeah, we are. I will be in attendance. Here. But yes, we met here in our first week in America. We went to drama school together.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost 12 years ago.
That's a lot of other stories.
Yeah. that's a whole other podcast.
And I fortunately met Tammy a few years ago doing an improv class with her. So this is a reunion for me and Tammy
as
well. It's wonderful. So I just want to thank both Tammy and Kat.
Thank you.
For coming here today.
Thank you, Craig.
Please go see Erosion at on Friday at 1 p.m. at the Midway. But before we leave, I'd like to thank our wonderful sponsors, Blog Talk Radio, for providing an excellent platform for our podcast. I'd also like to thank the Altiz Cafe in Kew Gardens. They serve organic coffee and tea. They're located on Metropolitan Avenue in Kew Gardens. And they're our official lounge for providing this wonderful space. And a reminder to everybody that if you present your ticket from the festival or your badge, you are actually given a 10% discount on their coffee and baked goods through August 12th. Now remember, our festival goes from August 3rd to August 12th, both at the UA Midway and the Queens Museum in Flushing Meadow Park. And for more information on how you can purchase tickets or see our whole lineup of films and events, please visit our website, www.qgardensfestivalofcinema.org. That's Q-K-E-W Gardens, festivalofcinema.org. I'm Craig Horsley. Thank you very much. Bye.